It's 6 a.m. The alarm is going off and already the demands of the day are building. It's time to roll out of bed and be all things to all people, yet never be enough. It's time to figure out ways to make ends meet and somehow survive, all with a smile, of course. Can you relate to that pressure? Does hearing the previous sentence cause your heart to beat faster and anxiety to build as you think about your own responsibilities in life? If so, you are just like us. Welcome to the club. You've probably had a conversation within yourself that sounds like, "Why am I doing this every day? What's the point? Where is all this stress even getting me? There has got to be a better way, but figuring it out takes too much time and energy." We, like most of you, made plans and adapted our lives to fit those plans. However, in an instant, life as we knew it changed, and everything came to an absolute stop. We are your average American Christian family. I have a background in information technology and had always been bivocational, ministry plus a corporate job. In 2012, God called me to full-time ministry as a pastor of our church in rural Indiana. Shannon is a registered nurse, but left the hospital in 2016 to be home full-time, homeschooling our two younger boys, and we also have an older teenage boy, and run her own home-based business. We thought that we were living our dream by developing a homestead and learning to be self-sufficient. The problem is, we tried to do too much at once, and we didn't take care of ourselves in the process. Stress, long to-do lists, massive ministry demands, and few boundaries finally caught up with me. I ignored the warning signs and ended up becoming unresponsive one Sunday after church, only to wake up and think we were living 10-ish years in the past. Amnesia. This unexpected 26-day experience with devastating amnesia turned out to be just what the doctor ordered and definitely what I needed. This book is about the journey and gift we received from a very bizarre trial. Did I just say gift and trial in the same sentence? Yes, you heard it correctly. Throughout this book, we will share examples from the Bible, as it is not only a spiritual book, but also practical because it relates to every facet of life. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 says in the Message paraphrase, "Consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work, so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way."
We know that you've been through so much too. This life is gloriously hard sometimes. We honor your story and path, and we are grateful that you've taken a minute out of your busy life to decide to enter into our story. You're going to get a sneak peek into a very raw and vulnerable time in our life. Our world was suddenly turned upside down, and we had to navigate some paths we weren't at all prepared for. What's wild is that this bizarre trial produced some of the most life-changing lessons for us. It's strange to say now how grateful we are for this experience. There are five primary lessons we learned through amnesia that we will communicate in this book. Because these truths completely changed and gripped us, we will highlight them throughout as life-changing lessons. We would love for you to consider embracing these certainties as well, and we are providing a reflection prayer at the end of each chapter to assist you in this life-changing journey.
You've been listening to One Thing Remains, one couple's traumatic encounter with amnesia and their life-changing journey toward restoration. Written by David and Shannon Carroll. Narrated by David and Shannon Carroll.